Good morning, a Monday morning. Delighted to be with Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. He's new and will be joining us on Mondays to talk about what's happening in New York State government and politics. Longtime reporter, really an ace reporter at the Capitol, someone we've had on our airwaves before. Good morning, Yancey.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you here with us. You've written a story over the weekend about Albany starting to grapple with facial recognition technology. This goes from one end of the state to the other. In fact, one of the key cases you cite is out of Niagara County.
That's right. Lockport School District in Niagara County is still trying to be the first state to deploy facial recognition technology in its school. The idea would be that it would have cameras all throughout the hallways of its schools. The idea initially was pitched as, you know, really to confront these school shootings, and you'd be able to spot someone who's not supposed to be there. And somehow or another, that image would be relayed to someone who's monitoring the system, who would then talk to law enforcement, who could react. But then it got really complicated. Are you going to, like, look at everyone who comes through, or are you only going to look through a list of suspended students or criminals in the area? People started raising questions about spying on students and bringing up the issue that the facial recognition technology doesn't always work, especially on people of color. And for now, the state education department has asked the school district to put it on hold, and they are reviewing a plan that Lockport has sent to them. But it sort of sparked a wider discussion of, should schools use this? Should other entities use it? And in fact, there's now a bill in the legislature, it got introduced earlier this year, that would put a moratorium on any school being able to use this technology for at least 3 years until the state can really review it and decide, should there be guidelines? Should it be banned? Should it be used at all? The other thing that's come up recently is apartment buildings in New York City and some owners wanting to use a facial recognition technology to allow people in and out of the buildings rather than your old-fashioned key or a passcode. And it's just one of those 21st century issues that the legislature is just trying to get its hands around, and I think that we'll see much more debate about it when they get back here in January.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read his work and much more at newsday.com. And Yancey, thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks a lot.